destiny is at your doorstep. The wave of the future originated in the ancient past. From Atlantis to Egypt and beyond, this sacred knowledge was passed in secret, not to be revealed until the world was ready. That time is now. Now is the time for you to know your destiny. Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, and welcome to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. I apologize for being a little late, but one of the guys at the station just can't be found for some reason. So hopefully things will go smoothly, but here we are. Hope you're having a great Monday. And speaking of today, this show is about destiny, about a card system that was discovered. Well, really, it was discovered thousands of years ago, but kept secret for quite a long time. We don't really know exactly how old it is. We have old books that have talked about how old it is, but nobody really knows the exact age of the system. The first book ever published on the system said that the cards were invented or originated in Atlantis over 20,000 years ago. And according to this book, they were used in the temples only. They were used to make astronomical calculations. They were used with astrology and astronomy. As you might know, especially those who've read my books, the cards match the calendar of the Earth exactly. Every number value found in the cards is something to do with the Earth cycles. 52 cards, 52 weeks, 13 cards in each suit, or 13 full moons every year, and so forth. It is, when you're holding a deck of cards in your hand, you're actually holding a calendar in a book form of the Earth. But just in the last 100 years, it became known to the public, and really only in the last 20 years or 10 years or so since I've been doing this, has it really become more accessible and available to everybody. So I'm here to demonstrate that by doing readings for you. If you want to call in, we have, those of you who have the email, there's several call-in numbers. If you want to just find out more about the system itself, you can go to my site. It's www.7thunders, the number 7 and the word thunders, thunders.com. There you'll find a free destiny reading that tells you all kinds of things about yourself and your life going on right now. You get a little sample of the system, articles by me, and all sorts of free information, as well as places where you can order books that I've written that teach you this system. Anybody can learn this system, by the way. Anybody. And today, every day of the year is governed by a card, and today is governed by the card, the Seven of Clubs, which is a spiritual knowledge card. All the sevens sit in the very center of their suits. So the seven will be halfway between the ace and the king. What this signifies is that the seven person has 1 foot in the mundane world and 1 foot in the spiritual world. They're like a bridge between the two. They're like the Chiron in astrology, which sits between the inner planets and the outer planets. And the seven has a gift from the spiritual, and they can bring that into the material world for success, like Robin Williams, ex-President Clinton, and a lot of other famous people. I'll tell you some more birthdays born today. All these people are Seven of Clubs. They channel spiritual knowledge. They can bring it in. But they also have bouts of worry and pessimism. So they go from being very enlightened to being not so enlightened. Seven of Clubs also has a secret desire for fame and recognition, and this is what drives a lot of people who are Seven of Clubs to be famous. We have people like actor Paul Weller, who is in what was that movie? RoboCop. I think it, no, I'm sorry. Paul Weller's a musician. I got that wrong. I was thinking of another guy. Similar name. Mike Myers, musician. Comedian Mike Myers. Connie Selica. Anne Heche. Author Ralph Waldo Emerson. One of my actors, favorite actors from a long time ago, Ian McKellen, who plays as Ilya Kuryakin in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. And there's a lot of other people. This is just the Seven of Clubs today. There's a lot more birthdays that have Seven of Clubs. This is just the Gemini one. There's a lot more. And people born today are also a Five of Diamonds, the secondary card for today, the planetary ruling card, because they're a Gemini and would be the Mercury card in their life spread, is the Five of Diamonds. So we have a person here that's restless and loves to travel, has real a strong freedom, sense of their own freedom, being a Seven of Clubs and a Five of Diamonds. Okay, and that basically concludes our little thing about today and all the celebrities born today. I get them in my newspaper every day, which is really nice. I just whip out my paper on Mondays and take a look. Tonight our discussion is going to be about consciousness, higher consciousness, lower consciousness, and unconsciousness. We're all sitting here right now, and maybe we're listening. You may be listening to this show, whatever. Anybody who's listening tonight, your conscious mind may think that you are in charge of your life. You may think that you've got some things figured out and that you're running the show. But I'd be willing to bet that anybody listening to this show, that your life is 90% unconscious and maybe 10% conscious. It's interesting when you think about it, because here we are sitting here and we think we're being aware. But if we are so focused on our thoughts, if we are so focused on what we're thinking or what we're saying or what we're hearing, that's words or thoughts, you cannot be aware of the other things. The awareness that we have can only be directed pretty much on one or two things. You cannot be aware. It's like when you drive and you're in a real lost deep in thought. You ever been driving on the road? And, you know, driving is considered to be a very boring occupation, a very boring thing to do for most people. You know, you're just driving along, sitting there in the car. So your mind tends to wander. You just start daydreaming. All of a sudden, you've traveled 50 miles, maybe an hour, maybe longer. You can't remember those last 50 miles. You can't remember anything that happened the last hour. You were not even there. Your awareness was not there. You weren't paying attention to what happened around. You weren't looking at where you were at. You didn't even know what town you were in. All of a sudden, you had to look at the map to figure out where you are or check your GPS or something. That's just an example, but even right now, as much as you think, you don't know is that most of your life is unconscious. If you look at the patterns that you have in your life, like what seems to be happening over and over again, and you know, I'm talking especially about a pattern that you don't want in your life, that's because it's being driven by something you're not consciously aware of. Your conscious mind says, I don't want that, but something much greater than that is saying, I do want that, and I'm definitely going to have that. Now, you know, you can become aware of that. You can become aware of these things if you work at it. But I'm telling you right now that most people are not aware of it. And you can bet that most of your life is being run unconsciously. And that's a really good litmus test, like just thinking about anything that's going on in your life that you would like to see change, and you have a clear idea of what it is you want, but you're not getting it. You're not getting it because something much stronger inside of you that you're not aware of, you're not consciously aware of, is running the show. I like the word trying. I've talked about this before, but the word trying means failing. It means I'm telling myself I want something, but I'm not getting it. I'm trying to get it. I'm not getting it. I'm trying to get it. Trying, what does that mean? Oh, it's tiresome. Trying. I'm being tried. I'm being it evokes an image of being tired and struggling against something. That's trying. So if you just think about what is it in your life that you're trying to do these days? Well, that's not working. Trying means it's not working. Trying is a good place to start because using the word trying indicates an unconscious force within you, something that is really you that's actually doing it, and your conscious mind is struggling against it and pushing against it and not accepting it. Not accepting it. So, you know, you could change your mind. You could say, well, your conscious mind could say, well, I'm going to just accept it now. Fine, but you still haven't gotten in touch with the unconscious part. I'll give you an example from my own life. I was thinking about this recently. My business is growing steadily. It's a slow, steady business. I realize that, and people have said, you know, Robert, you could be making a lot more money. You could be a lot more famous or a lot more successful. And I say, yeah, I could. And I didn't understand. And part of me wants to be more successful. Part of me would like to be, have a greater success and maybe be a, you know, a multimillionaire, billionaire or something. You know, there's a part of me that the idea of that sounds appealing. But I realized that there's a part of me I became aware of that I was unconscious about that was that part that didn't want to grow that fast and didn't want to make all that much money. Because of all the hassles and complications that go with having more money, believe it or not, there's a part of me that wanted to keep it small, but slow and steadily growing. And basically, I'm having life just the way I want it. And the truth of the matter is we're all having our life right now just the way we want it. I don't care how much we might complain about whatever relationship we're in or whatever's going on in our life right now. You can bet that the greater part of you, whether you're conscious of it or not, it wants it exactly the way that it is. Exactly the way that it is. That's what you want. What you want is what you get. It's just that the conscious mind, which may, I don't even know how the percentage is. I said 10%. It may be less. It might only be 3%. Who knows? But whatever the percentage, the conscious mind in most people is so disconnected from the unconscious part of us, which has its own desires, drives, needs, fears, and so forth, that the conscious mind is lost. It's saying, you know, I can't figure it out. I just feel like a victim. This is why people feel like a victim. They feel like a victim because they're not in touch with themselves, with their own conscious mind, with their unconscious self, which is governing the show. They think all these things are happening to them without their permission, and yet these things are happening by their actions, by their choices, things they're doing. I mean, even, you know, I've seen so many people, and I've seen my own life, how sometimes we just feel like, why? You ask yourself, why do I keep doing that? I know it's not good, or I know I don't want it. And you have to conclude, some part of me does want that. We have to conclude that. We have to come to that conclusion, because that is what's true. So, in this consciousness thing, and I like this word, higher consciousness, you know, as if there's a low consciousness and a higher consciousness. I don't like that word in a way. It's true in a sense, but I don't really like it. I would rather say more conscious or less conscious. I like that better than higher and lower. Because I don't think consciousness has a higher and lower. It just has, you're either conscious or you're not conscious. And that word, I'm getting a little tired of saying it. But, you know, if we're not aware, we're not aware. And the more we are lost in our minds, the less aware we are. The more we're thinking or talking, the less aware we are. And, you know, problems are created completely in the mind, all of our problems. And it's always in thought that problems exist. They never exist in reality. But we're so attached to being in our thoughts that we believe them. I can tell you one thing right now that's really been working for me lately is that whenever you feel like you have some problems that are really big, the solution is not to figure them out. The solution is, believe it or not, to just come into and be aware of the present moment. So interesting. Just becoming aware of the present moment solves the problem. We create a little space. And this is true in our life. You know, we can practice being more conscious, but it involves getting our attention off of the mind and onto what's happening right now. It doesn't take any time. You can do it right now. Wherever you're sitting right now, you can feel your breath. You can feel your body. You can feel your emotions. Am I feeling good? Am I feeling loved? Am I feeling safe? Or am I feeling afraid or threatened? Am I feeling worried? Just what's your state of being inside? You can become aware of that anytime. It doesn't take any effort. It doesn't take any time. It can happen now. You can do it right this moment. And every moment we spend being aware of what is, looking around, taking in the beauty of this planet. I mean, everything is so amazingly beautiful. Everything. Even the simplest objects have a beauty to them. We take it for granted. I mean, how long did mankind... Can you imagine when the first person invented a glass, like invented glass and made a cup out of it, and they had a glass drinking cup? That must have been, when that first happened, that glass cup was probably the envy of the entire planet. And now we have glass drinking cups and we don't even think anything of it. Nothing amazing about the fact that it's clear and you can see through it. We take it for granted. We take everything for granted because we're in our head. We're not in the moment of now. So higher consciousness comes by just having more consciousness. It's very, very simple. It means more awareness, more being present to, being a space for things to show up in your life. Instead of pushing, forcing, struggling, trying, thinking, deducting, solving, all those things. Okay? That's about it for my little discussion tonight. We have two people on the line, but we have, I think, two lines open. I think line one and two are taken, but we have two lines open. We're going to take a short break. And on this break, we're going to listen to a song from my CD, Bhakti Rock. The first song tonight is going to be Rama Rama from my CD, Bhakti Rock. And when we come back, we'll be taking your calls. I look forward to talking to you on this great Memorial Day holiday. Be back after Rama Rama, sorry. Rama Rama. Hello. Welcome back. Well, we have a little bit of a mix up here at the studio. Don, who used to run the sit up a lot, hasn't done it for a while, and he's on by himself and a little overwhelmed. So we'll just have to be patient, see how things work out. But we do have some callers, and there's definitely room for other people to call in if you want. Two lines should be available. We'll have to see how that goes too. But first up is Mary Lee from Chicago. Her birthday is May 24th, 1945. Are you there, Mary Lee? Hello?
Hello.
Happy birthday, Mary Lee.
Thank you, Robert.
Did you have a good birthday yesterday?
I did, a wonderful birthday.
Oh, that's wonderful. They should pass a law that everybody gets to have a good birthday every year.
Well, luckily, the new moon was sitting right on my sun.
Oh, well, good for you.
So it was very, very nice.
Oh, nice. Well, it's good to hear from you. How are things up in Chicago area?
Pretty cold right now and raining.
Yeah, I heard you guys got an inordinate amount of rain.
Yes,
in the last month or so. Is that true?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
That's amazing.
But the flowers are all in full bloom and they look beautiful.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, we had so much drought last year. I think everybody should be grateful for the rain we're getting this year.
I hear you're having some problems here on the communication line. As I waited to hear you, to talk to you, I could hear your conversation and that music.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, Don hinted that that might be happening, but not until I'd already talked for quite a long time.
Well, it wasn't on the Internet, though. You could hear somebody else's music on there. It wasn't yours.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
But I could hear you talking.
Ah,
and you couldn't hear me. You couldn't hear me because I kept trying to tell you I was there, but you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how it all works. So anything I can do for you tonight?
Yes, I would like to have you look and see how things look for this year.
Okay.
Specifically in the love area. I'm happy to see that I'm going to have the Ten of Hearts this year for my Lone Ranger card.
You already have it.
Mm-hmm. But I was a little concerned about those little Venus cards there.
Well, I don't know why you should be concerned about any cards at all. But the Ten of Hearts, you know, that card, what that tells you is that you need to get out and be more social this year. Okay?
Okay.
Now, you don't have a lot of cards. You don't have a lot of love cards this year. You don't have a lot of heart cards this year. You're aware of this, right?
Right.
So, but you do have an Ace of Hearts Pluto, and you have a Ten of Hearts and Four of Hearts long range, and you also have a Queen of Hearts in Neptune. So when I look at all these hearts cards, I'm thinking that you haven't had a relationship in a while, have you?
Oh, yeah, I have. It wasn't very smooth because it was not a good card. He was not a good card, but something to learn from him, needless to say.
Yeah, so when did that end?
Well, it's still lingering a little. Actually, it's not quite over, but he is a Five of Diamonds, so need I say more? And a Jack of Diamonds, too, so.
Oh, he's a Pisces Five of Diamonds? Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Well, that's pretty much impossible.
Exactly. So I had some lessons to learn, I'm sure, from him.
Well,
so I'm considering,
you know, the question would be, why would you be with somebody like that? I mean, this is not, there's nothing wrong with anything that we do, but we have to look at it, you know. The cards just kind of help us see what we're doing, you know. The cards give us a sort of a framework with which we can look at the choices we're making, and then it can help us be more conscious, like I talked about in the early part of the show, right?
Right.
So the Five of Diamonds Pisces is probably one of the most unmarriageable birthdays in the whole year because both cards, the birth and ruling card, have such strong freedom issues. right?
Exactly.
I mean, you're compatible with them because they're in the same column as you. There's a Mars connection and a Venus connection. And you have connections with that birthday. You do, you know. But it can only go so far, and maybe that's all you want right now.
Well, it's time to end it now and start a new year.
Okay. If you say so.
I do.
And I'm hear you talking.
I'm ready for some change.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. We'll see. You know, it's all going to depend on you. Like, remember, you heard the first part of my show about the conscious and unconscious, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you've known for a long time that this guy is not a good choice for a long-term relationship, haven't you? I mean, you know the cards for a while, right?
I do. Mm-hmm.
And yet you have been with this guy all this time, right?
Well, it's been on and off for a few years.
Uh-huh. So, you know, there's a part of you that wants to be with him. That's what I'm saying.
Well, nothing better after him along besides him, so.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe it's just that you don't want to be alone. I don't know, but there's some part of you that's, you know, has been okay with having him in your life. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, he's a very nice man.
Well, he's a very nice man. A lot of people who are unmarriageable are very nice people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
well, I wasn't looking for marriage, so that was fine.
That's it. Exactly. See, whatever you said to yourself, you probably weren't. Now, you have an Ace of Hearts Pluto, which means really looking for what is it that you really love this year. You know, what do you really want? What really makes you happy? You understand?
Uh-huh.
Now, a Four of Hearts long range. Sometimes I've seen that card. I've seen people turn away offers of love with that card.
But my long range is 10 of hearts, right?
You have two long range cards.
Oh, okay.
The second long range card from your ruling card spread is the Four of Hearts.
Oh, okay.
You understand?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 10 of hearts. I told you about that already, but the Four of Hearts means that you might turn away love that comes your way. You might turn away from it. We'll have to see how this unfolds for you. I think that, you know, the Ace of Hearts Pluto tells me that something has to be a little different for you.
You mean picking a different type of person?
Just a different approach to relationship in general.
Okay.
All right. And I think that's what the year is going to be about, sort of exploring that and, you know, asking yourself, well, what do you really want? Getting clear about that so you can actually manifest something that you really want.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I think it's every year is good as far as I'm concerned. But this has goodness in a specific area, and that's a good area.
And how does work look?
Well, Mary Lee, I'm going to have to let you go because I'm short on time tonight and I need to have room for other callers. But you can call back next week and I'll be happy to address your other questions.
Well, thank you very much, Robert.
You're very welcome.
You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, Mary Lee.
Bye.
Me too. Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller, let's see if I can find her name. It's Lisa from New York, if she's still here.
Yeah, April? I'm still here.
Oh, good. April 11th, 1957. Is that you?
No, it's me. 1956.
Okay.
Yeah. How you doing?
Year of the monkey.
Yeah.
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Nice to hear your voice again.
So what's on your mind tonight, Lisa?
Well, I didn't work tonight, so I had a chance to, you know, listen to your radio show. And I like the reminder about the unconsciousness, not being aware of it. And even when you are aware of it, like I'm aware that I have deep feelings of abandonment and not being wanted from a child. So I realize that relationships I get into, it's just a reinforcement of that, and that's what I'm looking for, so I can reinforce that belief in myself, you know?
Yeah.
It kind of worries me that I can't shake it. And if I'm auditioning for acting and supposedly looking for acting work, that, you know, it's affecting that too, because your whole outlook is, well, nobody wants me, you know?
Well, yeah, that could be true, sure. Mm-hmm.
You know, and to be aware of it, but how do you shake it? I mean, how do you shake that? Because it just comes up. I mean, I avoided relationships completely. And I just, we talked about this other one I just had with the Queen of Diamonds, mm-hmm. which isn't completely over yet. I spoke to you about this not too long ago.
Yeah.
And that came out of like the blue, like boom, like call, find him. And this is somebody that I thought didn't even like me. I'm like, why am I thinking about him? And then it was so strong, I didn't. I guess I didn't know what the lesson was in it, really, except to point out what I'm still doing, maybe. I don't know.
So, I mean, you know? Okay, so I'm not sure exactly what happened with you and this guy. Did you have a relationship with the Queen of Diamonds? Is that what you said?
Well, yeah, I did. We've been in communication and hanging out. He lives in Spain, and he comes here. He's a musician and stays mm-hmm. here. He's very clear about where he stands on his issues about freedom and this thing.
Yeah, so he's not really long-term commitment material.
No, not at all.
And he was clear about that with you when you first got together.
Very clear. Very honest, yeah.
And that was okay with you.
Yeah, I like the honesty, and I like him as a person. He's a wonderful person. But for me, as far as I'm concerned, it's like I make up this whole scenario to fit what I want and what I, you know, and it's not reality, and it's kind of like, oh, my God, you know.
Yeah.
It's like it takes me a while for it to sink in. It's like I just believe what I want to believe in, you know.
Well, you're doing
him,
like the rest
so
of us. You're doing the best you can. I mean, we have to admit that most of our life is not really, we're not really aware. We're not in charge of what we're doing most of the time. We're doing the best we can, but we're not.
Yeah.
So, but whenever you find there's a conflict between what's happening and what you want to happen, then you know that there is something that you're not aware of that's doing it. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, you have a King of Hearts long range this year. You're going to definitely have love in your life this year. All right?
Uh-huh.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. And, you know, there's other people. I think the Queen of Diamonds is gone, though.
Yeah, the break came last time he was here. I was like, well, I'm not going to. My guts feel like they're being pulled out through my eyeballs. And he's like, really happy that he's got somebody off the plane every time he gets off the plane, you know, which is great. And I'm over here boo-hoo-hooing. And I said, I'm doing this to myself. And I said, I'm not going to do this to myself anymore, you know.
Yeah, so there's
he's
a,
not doing
there's,
it.
You're not, there's good things coming.
Okay.
So you want to be open to the future, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And but you know, do something to work on yourself in the sense of working on how you feel about yourself, how much you deserve to have, you know. Do some work on that. Otherwise, the next relationship could be just like the last one. You don't want that.
I know, it's just the same thing. No, I don't. I'm always looking, always looking. I know, so, the Ten of Diamonds, you have to realize that you have that.
So, you know, I suggest that you get a therapist. Get somebody to talk to who's a professional.
Uh-huh.
I'm serious. We all need help.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, so that you can, because if you're really clear that you want to have a better relationship, get somebody who can help you get in touch with the parts of yourself that don't want to have it so you can work that out.
Yeah.
We all need help. I mean, something. You got to find something that can help you. I don't know what exactly it should be. You know, it's whatever works for you, really. It's your choice.
Right.
It's your life. Whatever will help you to find what you need to find to have a different life is fine for you. But
yes. But
you got to make that your intent. You have to be clear that's what you want. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You have to be really clear that that's where you're headed. That's what your goal is. And then good things can happen.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, great talking to you.
Yeah, likewise, as always. Are you a Queen of Diamonds?
I am indeed.
Yeah. So you know, yeah.
You don't want another. Just say no to Queen of Diamonds, okay?
All right. You're so funny. Thank you so much.
All right. Good night, Lisa.
Good night. Take care.
Thanks for being my guest and staying up so late.
Oh, thank you, Robert.
All right. Good night. All right. Our next guest is from Virginia. Her name is Durga. Born January 31st, 1955. Are you there, Durga?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
You might have caught Don sleeping again or talking on the phone.
Can you hear me?
Oh, now I can. There you are. How are you, Durga?
I'm doing well. How are you, Robert?
I'm well.
Uh-huh.
So are you an embodiment of Kali?
No, I would say not.
You don't have like a necklace of skulls around, around your neck?
I guess it would depend on who you spoke with, I guess.
Yeah, we'll have to ask somebody else.
I think the goddess Durga is awesome and, is a great lesson for me.
Oh, good. Good. That's great. So I don't think you've ever called in before. What can I do for you tonight?
Well, McLeod and Elizabeth. Elizabeth has played with the cards with me before and turned me on to the cards. And no, I've never called in before. And I was struck by the conscious and unconsciousness of it all, and my inquiry is how I can be more effective. I work with people, I teach meditation and work with people individually in their practices. And I think there's something within me, or maybe it's just the timing, that holds me back from working with large groups of people. I did it one time, but I don't anymore.
Uh-huh. Do you feel like you should or something? I mean, do you feel like you want to or that you would? What's your relationship with the idea of working with larger groups of people? What is it? Do you want to do that or what?
Okay, here's what I want. I think I want to do another 6-month course this winter. And I don't know if the people are going to show up for it.
Right. Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, well, that's always true, you know. I mean, you know, I give workshops, and I never know if anybody's going to show up.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes they don't show up.
Uh-huh.
But it's not a problem.
No, it's not a problem. Then something else happens.
Yeah, there's something else good always happens.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I'm just asking, is this a problem for you? Or is this, like, why were you, did you call to ask about that?
Oh, just more information. I thought you could, there could be some clarity about it. And what I'm doing is I'm just proceeding as if it will happen. And then see what happens next.
Yeah, well, I think that when will this be? When will this class start again? I mean, what's the...
It'll be November through April.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, I think it's all going to turn out really fine, actually. I mean... Your cards that I see here, they indicate that this is a year for you to get really connected with a deeper sense of your own purpose. That's what I'm seeing as a theme for this year, which this year began on your birthday, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I know you sound like a spiritual person who pretty much knows what she wants to do. But when these cards appear, like I'm seeing, there's always something more to know about yourself that's available to you this year. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make any sense to you?
Oh, yes. Yes, it does.
Yeah. So it's more important why you're doing what you're doing than what you're doing this year. Okay?
Okay.
Like, what is it that you're really doing? What's your connection to your deepest sense of who you are? You know, that motivates you to do the work that you do. That's the question to answer. Okay? It's a good question.
Oh, it's a lifelong question.
It is, but it's in focus. It's in focus for you this year much more than it would normally be for anybody. Okay, so it's not like a good question in general. It's a good question for you this year of your life. All right?
Okay, and what I heard you say is the inquiry is to what it is, why I am seeking what I'm seeking, and like a deeper...
Well, what is your purpose? This is the question. What is your life's purpose, and are you actually fulfilling it with what you're doing now? That's the only question, and you don't have to answer it tonight, but you need to think about that, because that is the big question for the year for you. That's the big year, question of this year. For you. Okay?
Okay.
Was that pretty succinct?
Yes.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, you know, I'll tell you something, you're a Nine of Clubs, and Nine of Clubs people are here to give knowledge to the world. That's definitely a part of your life path. It's, you know, so you're already doing that, but I have a feeling there's something missing, there's something more to it for you. That's what I'm seeing. There's something more.
Robert, you know, I can see so clearly. The reason I said you'd have to ask other people about the skulls around my neck, I can see so clearly where people are kidding themselves, or where they're in compromise, or where it's just a story that just within a few moments they've already contradicted themselves. And I used to tell people, and I don't hardly ever anymore, because nobody really wants to know. And so I don't know how to bring forth the energy or the what I see.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with what you see, but maybe you're putting a spin on it because of your personality. See? There's nothing wrong with what you see, and like there's nothing wrong with what I see, but I have a way of conveying it that never elicits any kind of resistance in other people. As a matter of fact, they really want to know. See? I don't have that experience of people not wanting to know. And I think it's the way I deliver the information. I don't have any judgments about it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're delivering yours with some kind of judgment. I'm just suggesting as a possibility. Something to look at and see if that's true for you. I'm not saying it's definitely true, but if they're resisting it from you, then there has to be a reason. There's something about it. Okay?
Thank you.
It's great talking to you, and I'd like to speak more, but I'm out of time, and I have one more caller, so I'm going to let you go, Durga.
Okay, I appreciate it.
It's really great talking to you. Have a great evening. Okay, and our last caller is calling, I think, from Sydney, Australia. His name is David. If I have it correctly, September 23rd, 1962. Are you there, David?
Yes, good evening. How are you, Robert? Oh, actually, I know how you are. Anyway, what news do you have with reference to my life?
Well, did I get your birthday correct? Is it September 23rd?
Yes, that's correct.
And are you a Virgo or are you a Libra?
I just fall within Libra. Within Virgo, sorry.
Okay, so you are a Virgo. That's good.
Yes.
Good to know. Yeah. Okay, so your year began last September on your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You are you're about two-thirds of the way through your year now, okay?
Correct.
And on the April 20th, you entered your Saturn period, which is the most difficult period of the year every year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
I'm aware of your system, so yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're aware that you're in Saturn?
Yeah.
So how's that been going for you?
Well, it's a question of how's everything been going for me. So, I mean, I'm now going into the Saturn period, and I'm just like going, well, it's the same old, same old. So I'm just wanting to know if there's any sort of direction you could give me, given the fact that I am in a feeling of feeling very much having lost direction, and just wanting to know if there's any insight you could give me, given what you know.
Well, give me a little bit more background, like what's been happening in your life. Can you give me a little bit more background?
Well, last year we had the 45th birthday, and I'm a professional photographer, and I have invested a great deal of money and energy into myself, into my business, and I thought that last year was going to be the liftoff to something significant, and it's literally fell flat on its face in every regard. And so we've hit this year, and I'm sort of like going, well, I've almost got this situation of learned helplessness now, where no matter what I'm doing, nothing seems to be working, and nothing has worked. So I really don't know what to do right now.
Okay.
I'm happy doing what I do. I love what I do. I'm very good at it and very talented. I'm happy about me as a person. I've done a lot of work on me. It's just that I've yet to see any sort of results in that regard.
Okay. So, you know, there's two possibilities here. One would be, and this may not have occurred to you, but one might be that you're not doing really what your life's purpose is. That's possible. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're a double club. Photography is one way of communicating for sure. But there could be something that is actually better for you that you haven't done or pursued or thought about yet. That's possible. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The only other possibility is that you have some unconscious patterns within you that are self-defeating, or that they want you not to be successful. You understand?
I hear you loud and clear, and the latter issue seems to be the one that could be more pertinent, but I just can't work out where this is because I have heaps of work on me. And I feel so at home doing what I do. It's something I knew from as a young boy. This is what I was really good at, and I am. And I just can't seem to, I don't know what word to use, make an impact. Just nothing seems to work, no matter how hard I try.
Well, you have to assume that there's some part of you that wants nothing to do with that.
Okay.
That you're not aware of. It's not something you're conscious of. But it's there just the same. And it's much stronger than the part of you that wants that to be successful. It's much stronger. It's much more powerful. It has much more on its side than what your conscious mind is thinking about. You follow me?
Well, I follow you. The next question is, well, how does one reconcile that? Where do you find this?
Well, first of all, you have to start thinking, changing your thinking a little bit by thinking, okay, there's something inside of me. Like, why would I not want to be successful at this? You have to ask these questions. You know, just be sort of open and start an inquiry into yourself about it.
Yeah, that's a valid comment.
You know, to see what shows up. There's also other things you can do. I mean, I don't know specifics, but you can. There are lots of things that can help you get in touch with what's not conscious in you. You're not a victim. I can tell you that. There are no victims. But you're just not aware of that part of you that's pushing against that, or why. I'll give you an example. I had a client once, and he had become a millionaire, a multimillionaire. And then all of a sudden, he called me up because he said he had lost all of his money. And for some reason, he could not seem to make any money at all. Okay? Mm-hmm. And he was really perplexed about it. You know, I can't figure out. And he was a Five of Clubs, which they're known to be, you know, make a lot of money very easily. Okay? It's one of those birthdays of cards. And so I asked him, I said, well, tell me a little bit more about, you know, how your life was when you were a multimillionaire. He says, well, I had a lot of fun. I would just fly around the world anywhere I wanted to go and hang out and party with my friends. And then he thought about it and he goes, you know, but I really hurt a lot of people when I was like that. I was very insensitive to others, and I became a real prick, basically. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden it dawned on him right in the middle of our conversation that that's why he was not successful, because he was afraid that if he was financially wealthy again, that he would become somebody who would hurt other people again. You see how that works?
Interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, you're an ace of clubs, and all the aces, I can tell you one thing, all the aces have an issue of self-confidence.
Oh, fact. Okay. In terms of I have confidence in what I do and who I am, but there's the notion of because I'm not financially successful as I know I should be, that's where the lack of confidence comes in, big time.
Yeah. Yeah. So those are just some ideas I have. I don't know the exact answer for you, but that's some ideas.
No, that's why I called. I needed some enlightenment, and I believe I've got it. How's that?
Well, that sounds fantastic, and thanks for being... You're my first guest to ever call from Sydney, or from Australia at all, for that matter.
Well, it's strange, because you guys come... you actually broadcast here from 12 o'clock onwards, midday, and it's quite comfortable for me to follow your program. So, I'm surprised that I'm the only one, but so be it.
Thanks for being my guest today, David.
Yeah, keep
luck.
Up the good work, Robert. Thank you very much, sir.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Good night. All right, that concludes our show tonight. We're going to end with, as we always do, with our favorite chant, which is called the Gayatri Mantra. I hope you enjoy this. This will put you to sleep if you are ready to go to sleep. Hope you enjoy it. It's a very powerful, ancient mantra. And we'll be back next week with a new show. Hope you enjoyed this one. And have a great week, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp with Seven Thunders Publishing saying good night.
देवाख्य धीमहि देयो यो न चोदया ॐ भूर्भुवः स्वः तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यं भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि देयो यो न प्रचोदया
Deva Sya Vimahi Deyo Yonam Prachodayam.